760 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 728 XY, American State Trials. The Panda did not pursue them themselves, but sent the Negroes who were standing armed on the beach. There was a great number of Negroes, though I don't know how many. They extended all along the beach. Captain Trotter went to the king two or three times to demand the prisoners. At last, he went with the crew to take the prisoners by force. I don't know if Captain Gibert and his men interceded with the king not to harm the English. When the Panda was blown up, part of the English were saved in their own small boats, and some were rescued by the crew of a small vessel belonging to Prince's Island. When the Panda was taken, she was not hailed by the English, but they came directly on board. I don't know if Captain Trotter was eager to restore the Panda to Captain Gibert or the Esperanza to her owners. He had no intention of restoring either. Captain Trotter took the Esperanza to England because they suspected her of being complicit with the pirates and because she had transported some of them from one place to another. I don't know whether she proved a good prize or not. The Esperanza was taken up to London by her bosun after she arrived in England. I don't know what was done with her. I went to England in the Curlew. The Panda's men, on the passage to England, were some in irons and some not. All were kept together. Captain Gibert was in irons part of the time. During the passage to England, Captain Gibert occasionally wrote for Captain Trotter. I did some trifling work for the English officers and was paid for it. The prisoners were allowed to walk the deck during the day. At night, they were all put in irons and sentries were placed over them. I don't know if the prisoners were allowed to go on shore. I cannot tell how long the Curlew cruised after the prisoners were taken. She made several cruises and did not go into port often. Captain Trotter was sick when he took the Spanish captain and went to Fernando Po for the recovery of his health. He was sick several times on the passage home. From the time he commenced to look for the prisoners, he was always ill by spells. The Curlew stopped at Ascension, and all the crew went ashore except those who stayed to keep watch. The prisoners were all put on shore. They were not in irons and were allowed to range over the island during the day. At night, they were put in barracks with sentinels placed over them. Marines with muskets guarded the tents. All the liquor I saw distributed on board the Curlew was given at dinner, and then it was not raw but mixed with water. Perez was not on board the brig, but in the schooner. When Perez came on board the brig, he was put in irons. He was later liberated and employed in carrying food to prisoners. I never heard of him receiving any presents or being threatened with punishment to induce him to confess. He did not receive part of the money taken from Captain Gibert. Only $1 was given to him for bread money. Captain Trotter offered the same to any man who would not demand his share.